Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
This is Bob Soucy. The Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Boston Marathon's Adaptive Program for Runners, creating opportunities for runners with autism and other disabilities to participate in the legendary Boston Marathon. As a runner myself representing the Flutie Foundation at the 2022 Boston Marathon, I'm proud to have been a teammate to many amazing Adaptive Program runners, achieving their dreams at the greatest race in the world. The Flutie Foundation promotes inclusion for all to help everyone achieve their running dreams in Boston and beyond. Visit FlutieFoundation.com. Foundation.org to get involved.
This is the home of the Bruins, the Celtics, and these guys. Toucher and Rich on Boston's home for sports. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
In the shotgun, takes the snap and drops the throw. Under pressure, tries to avoid a sack and somehow does. Makes a man miss to the 30, at the 20, 10, 5. Unbelievable! Touchdown! Sam Darnold was dead to rights behind the line of scrimmage. He takes it to the house.
Hello? I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl who looked good, I would call her. Wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat, 6 4 and farther. I wish I was like 6'9", so I could get with Leo. She could be don't know me, but yo, she's really fine. You know, I see her all the time, everywhere I go.
98.5, the Sports Hub, a little fun on a Friday. Why not on a little funky Friday? With Toucher and Rich, that was Sam Darnold's mad 50-yard dash to the end zone last night. Nick Fangio on the sidelines saying,
what time is it?
The kid over here running around, he'll take his head off. I used to put him on stakes and warn people. I've beheaded the guy before. I've beheaded you, your best. I'm Nick Fangio. I've been around the block, you son of a bitch. Look at you geese on the other side with your bug eyes. I tell you what you're doing. You're a kid. You're, what are you, 39? I come out here. You come down to my side
Joined
of the street.
Six June, 69.
Sorry, I didn't realize there were words in it.
Yeah, there's
I
words.
Thought that was...
Okay.
There's words, yeah. Look at you, Gase, over there. What you looking at? With those big-ass bug eyes. Come over there and slit your throat, you prick.
It's Rambo Fangio.
They got this mask on me. I've been around the block. They got this mask on me. Oh, yeah, what are you afraid? No joints. Look at them joints coming at me. Oh, you think you got me COVID? I'll slit your goddamn throat.
Rambo Fangio. How come I can't see you? You're hiding in the mud? It's just your eye.
I've been around the block, you prick.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're going to get in the cage.
What?
You know how Von Miller got hurt? He got hurt in the cage. I put you all in a cage, shirtless. And I just have you bang into each other.
Electrocuted.
I don't need electricity. The only electricity in the air is my hate.
You ever see Fangio on the sideline?
Yeah, I ain't smiling. Get out there and kick the damn ball, you son of a bitch.
The cage?
I got the cage.
Thunderdome, Vic Fangio.
It ain't like Thunderdome. That. Everything's a Thunderdome. It's a war out there. I'm Fangio, damn it. I'm old.
Get on my shoulders. We'll be back.
I'm old Elway. Get out of my way, you whore too, jackal. I killed a guy like you in the jungle with your horse teeth. You stay off my sideline, kid, unless you're willing to break your leg for the game.
By the way, the Rambo bed, music bed, is the greatest. Like, I mean, that's what a great theme. If you've ever gotten a minute and 28 seconds into it, you get this part.
Yeah, it tells you the tale of the movie.
That was awesome last night. I mean, that was just pure comedy. I mean, it was a very watchable game, as I was saying. But, I mean, from the beginning where you had, you know, Wheels Darnold out there. And then, you know, almost immediately afterward, Duke gets body slammed. I don't know if his collarbone is broken. But all I know is that for whatever happened to him, for him to come back out and play, I mean, he seems to be a tough kid. But, man, they are going to ruin him. He is going to be ruined.
Yeah, well, he's gone. Yeah, I mean, he's gone. All right, Bert Breer from the MQB joins us on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline, otherwise known as Zoom. And it's a very bad Jet team, and they've ruined Sam Darnold. Trevor Lawrence, or the kid from Ohio State, is going to be the quarterback next year for him, and they will not be under Adam Gase. But as we watched last night's game, not to completely have everything about the Broncos and the Jets, when is Gase fired? We're hearing not this week.
Well, this is like a weird lead-in because I wasn't expecting that version of Vic Fangio. And then before that, we had that just bananas quote from LeBron. I did not.
Oh, I know.
Oh, my God. Like, wow.
I mean, he has said some cocky stuff before, but that one is just like, all right, shut up.
You know, it's like I was watching the game the other night against the Heat, and it's like, how cheap is this championship going to feel? You know, like the Lakers did nothing to really build that team. It's just, hey, we're in LA, you know, and that was sort of it. So, you know, and then you hear something like that, and it's like, wow, you know, I don't know if I'm going to watch the rest of the finals now.
No one's watching them now. I mean,
that's true. Yeah, no one's watching.
I guess
them.
I was one of the few the other night. Yeah, you know what, Fred? You look at what's happening with Darnold now, and it's sort of like almost like an example of how things can go wrong on a quarterback and how a guy never really has a chance, and that he gets drafted third overall. The people who draft him get fired, right? Then new people come in, and you know, now he's working with Adam Gase. You know, a year after that or 2 years after that, you know, that coach is getting fired. And now, you know, the Jets probably be drafting high enough where they're going to have to make a decision. And if they have the first overall pick, it could be, you know, a generational, like an Andrew Luck, John Elway, Peyton Manning type prospect. And if, you know, they wind up with Trevor Lawrence or even a Justin Fields or Trey Lance, then it's okay. Like now we're dealing off Sam Darnold. And now, you know, like wherever he goes next, like the context for him changes completely because nobody's ever going to be as invested in him as the Jets were when they took him third overall.
Yeah. And so, you look at what happened with, I mean, is there a bigger indictment on Gase if you look, if Darnold goes off? Because I think you and I and everyone who's watched Darnold believes that there is talent there. I mean, he's regressed massively this season.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously he's physically gifted, but, and he has the right composure for a market like New York. He can handle a big market, but if he'll probably go and have success for another team. And then if you look at Tannehill and you look at Darnold, and Darnold is probably a better prospect than Tannehill was. Is there a worse,
well, just think about
quote unquote offensive guru than Gase? Like someone who's just ruined kids.
Yeah, and just think about this too, guys. Like, I mean, compare his situation to like what Patrick Mahomes. And I'm not saying Mahomes wouldn't have made it. I'm not saying like Lamar Jackson wouldn't have made it. But compare like the situations those guys walked into with the Chiefs and the Ravens versus what Sam Darnold walked into with the Jets. I mean, it's not even worth talking about. It's right. So different, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, this is what Adam Gase was hired to do. You're right, Fred. The reason why he was a hot candidate in the first place when he was in Denver and then when he was in Chicago was because, you know, he was part of that 55-touchdown season with Peyton Manning in Chicago, in Denver, because he got a little more out of Jay Cutler in Chicago than people had previously. And that's sort of the golden ticket for assistant coaches. If you can develop quarterbacks, you're going to have a shot. And so, you know, like the fact that, you know, now you look at the track record and Ryan Tannehill's career took off when he got away from Case, you know, in Tennessee. And now you're looking at Sam Darnold, who you still see the ability, but I mean, I'm not seeing development. That's the biggest problem. You know,
it's just a regression. I mean, he's making really bad decisions and, you know, he was never you know, lights out or anything, but there were stretches of games where he was very, very good. End of last season. And you look at him now, he's terrible in the red zone. He throws really irresponsible picks. And you can chalk it up to receivers and stuff, but, I mean, he's got no one to throw to. But this year he's making, you know, he's thrown into traffic and he's just making really bad mistakes. And
because he feels like he has to do everything himself.
Yes. And right? I think he's been told that too, because if you listen to Gase's press conferences, we're getting really deep into the Jets and we'll move on after the break. But
no, but you're right though. That's a horrible situation for a young quarterback to be in, right? Because like what do you want? You want the young quarterback. Like, what was Tom Brady here in year two and year three and year four?
Game manager. Yeah.
He's a bus driver. You know what I mean? Like if you look like, Brady wasn't really asked to lift the team up, the rest of the team up, until like 2006 when they lost Branch and Givens. And then all of a sudden it was like, okay, like we need to rely on him to kind of make some guys who are really average around him better. But that wasn't until his seventh year in the league in 2006. And Sam Darnold's in his third year, and he's being asked to do that. You know, Patrick Mahomes, when he came in, he's throwing to Tyreek Hill and Sammy Watkins. And he's got, at the time, Kareem Hunt behind him and one of the best offensive lines in football. Like, you know, Lamar Jackson, they built an entire, like, you know, college offense for him. They gave him Mark Ingram. He's got, you know, a first-round pick at left tackle, you know, investment on the offensive line. He's got high draft picks at tight end. And it's just, you know, you look at, like, if you want to, like, look at, like, the difference between a quarterback who makes it and a quarterback who doesn't, it's not always this way. There are some that have been able to rise above like tough circumstances. I mean, Andrew Luck is obviously, I think, the one example of somebody who was able to do it when he was young. But very, very few quarterbacks are able to kind of battle past bad circumstances when they're younger. Almost always the ones who make it are in really good circumstances when they're Sam Darnold's age.
And Bert, quickly, the one thing I was thinking while watching that game last night was, is there a team that is kicking themselves more that they didn't make a move on Cam Newton than the Denver Broncos?
Unless they wind up with one of the quarterbacks next year.
Yeah, I don't think that they're I don't think they were playing to win this year.
I mean, that's the thing is, like, I don't know. I mean, yes, if you're Vic Fangio, because you're in your 60s and they're coming here next week.
Who's coming next week? I'll kill him.
I was going to ask if you knew that old Vic's coming next week.
Coming to get you,
Murdoch.
It's like the
have audio from his press conference. He was talking.
This is Murdoch. We're glad you're alive. Give us your position, and we'll come to pick you up.
Murdoch,
I'm
coming to get you.
There he is.
Then
he
just walked the Freedom Trail and mow you every red coat I see.
Did you see the red coats aren't around anymore?
What?
Did you guys see him yanking guys off the field at the end of the game?
Yeah, I yank him.
No handshakes.
Yeah, I yank him by your beard. Dude, I know you're coming a hippie.
I mean, but that's the other thing about the Jets right now. Like, nine personal fouls, right?
Yeah, well,
like,
that's it's a joke.
Leading
the
league in roughing the passer penalties three or something.
Yeah, we got to break.
There was a personal foul on that garbage time drive at the end. Like, when do you see a personal foul on, literally like a play, like
when you're getting paid to hurt people. All right, so here's the deal: is that how many quarterbacks in the NFL have been drafted with plenty of talent and ruined by their organizations? We've talked about it before. Many, and Gase is selling Mims to the press as the kid they took in the second round out of Baylor. He's selling him as the cure-all, and up until now, he's just been saying, "Hey, Darnold, force it into places that you can't." It's a really sad situation. So next up, Trevor Lawrence. All they would have to do is hire Eric Bieniemy, in my opinion, and just go have at it. Here you go. It's all you. I don't even mind the Jets general manager, but just hire Eric Bieniemy and let it go from there. All right, we'll come back. We'll talk about the Patriots in just a moment.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
The Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Boston Marathon's Adaptive Program for Runners, creating opportunities for runners with autism and other disabilities to participate in the legendary Boston Marathon.
Hi, my name is Eric Fishman, and I'm running as a member of the Adaptive Program for Runners in this year's Boston Marathon. Thanks to the Flutie Foundation, runners like me can achieve their dreams and finish the greatest race in the world.
Woo! The Flutie Foundation promotes inclusion for all to help everyone achieve their running dreams in Boston and beyond. Visit FlutieFoundation.org to get involved.
This is the home of the game.
Patriots!
And these guys, Toucher and Rich, on Boston's home for sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
I think we're all understanding of the situation. It's not lack of understanding. It's just that, you know, we live in these, you know, 7-day cycles, if you will, and we had a game scheduled, and so we were going through a process, and not only is that physical work, that's mental work, and it is a letdown.
In the Nikes on my feet, keep my cipher complete. In the Nikes on my feet, keep my cipher complete.
Who's this? Mac Miller. Ew. Gross. From Pittsburgh.
Blue suede shoes stay crispy like bacon. Nikes on my feet make my cipher complete. I stay shining like the lights on the street.
Is this a Breer?
Take me shopping when I'm up in New York.
And the system is trying to load something that's, you know, hasn't been played.
I'm in L.A. eating 22 course.
Still tough getting used to this you know, system that we're using.
We have some new Czar face later on. By the way,
I gave you the PE.
You want me to play it every break?
Not every break.
All right, well.
By the way, the new Czar face song is going to be in NHL 21.
Really?
That's pretty, that's a pretty decent hookup. It's amazing how, like, now it seems to be that's the best way that music is heard is when you put it into a video game.
Yes.
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 Talk to the Dropkick Murphys.
Talk to every ska band.
Talk to anyone on Tony Hawk's Pro Skater game.
Tessie. Over and over and over. Tessie. Yes.
Oh, sure.
Oh, God. That hurt the Dropkick
Murphys. MLB 05, baby. Tessie.
Yeah, but but I know what I've been done before. That
Melancholin?
Melancholin. But I don't want to know no more.
There was a Goldfinger song was on there. Yes. That was you always heard.
About being old. Oh, God. Because now hearing about your bedrooms in my head. But what was the Goldfinger song? It goes,
I didn't mind hearing your bedroom. I thought that was a pretty good song.
Hearing your bedroom is a great song.
Yeah, I actually like that song.
That is a pop song. That is a hooky wookie. That's got a great, like, fun...
I put them with Sum 41 as being bands that I'm not ashamed that I actually enjoy.
The video for Fat Lip by Sum 41, outside of when they rap in the beginning. First of all, I have a soft spot for Sum 41 because I actually had sex on their tour bus. And by bus, I put in major quotations because it was a crap bus at the time.
Hmm.
But I did have sex on their bus. They were the one of the, because, okay, I'll tell you this, because Bert Breer is on, and this is his specialty. Is that there was a time, ladies and gentlemen, where there was rock and roll music, and I don't mean to date myself, and these bands had female fans. But Rich, how many shows do you think I had to go to over the course of 4 years?
I mean, what, at least one, if not two, a week.
Right. So we're talking hundreds and hundreds of shows.
Yep.
And our station was such as, I was a young man, I was in my 20s, and our station was such as that the bands would be courteous for the most part because they wanted to get played on the radio. I very rarely saw a debaucherous backstage. I don't know about you, Rich, but I rarely saw it.
It's so overblown.
Yes.
Yep.
But
the most debaucherous backstage I ever saw was Mini Kiss, which were the Kiss cover band filled with little people.
Little nuts. Kisses. That's right. They were little Hershey Kisses.
Mini Kiss was the name of the band.
Yes.
Wait, is this like exactly what you're saying? Like little people that play?
Yeah, little people dressed as Paul Stanley, Gene Simmons, and I went backstage and it was like an orgy. I mean, I've never seen anything like it before.
Yeah, it's weird.
Were the girls little too?
No. They were like these kind of like weird, like dominatrix type people that were back there. It was one of the. I was like walking into a really strange scene, and they were playing it like this dominatrix bar, which made it even weirder.
It was like their thing was to be that much bigger than the dudes.
I guess, but I mean, you're right, Fred. Usually, you just go back there and they're just drinking Gatorade, and then this one, I was like, "Whoa, Mini Kiss!"
Well,
all
it's
right.
Usually the weirdest stuff. Like if a vibe. Like in Richmond, because even at like dumb clubs, like if there's a certain vibe going on where kind of anything goes, and those usually happen in very strange places, like a Mini Kiss backstage. Like if you have, let's put it this way, if you have dominatrixes and Mini Kiss and they're making the scene,
yeah,
dominoes start to fall and people's, perceptions of what the limits of what they were willing to do go out the door. I've been in very few situations like that, but I have been in situations where, but on some 41's bus, they played the Masquerade and I had been at the show and they're like, hey, come on the bus. They must have been, they must have been 21, maybe. And like girls were stripping in their lounge on the bus, which was very small. And it just like, naked girls, and then I went to someone's bunk and had sex at some roadie's bunk. I didn't get crabs, nothing, so that was good. But
a shirt.
But thank you. There you go. I didn't get crabs or nothing. That's the name of the new record. I'll tell you this: is that the video for Fat Lip outside of the rapping by Sum 41 it looks like it legitimately looks like people are having fun, and that's all you want.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Bert Breer. Kansas City game should be fun.
Hmm? Well, I want to ask about that clip we played, because that's if there's anybody who's got a fairly cool head about all this, it's the one guy that it would be understandable if he was, upset, and that is Mike Tomlin, because this whole thing with the Titans, supposed to play on a Sunday, there was the COVID breakout that happened there, there was talk that it was going to be moved to Monday, maybe even Tuesday, and now the whole thing has been scrapped, which of course... they knew what they're getting into, but it is somewhat unfair that the Steelers basically don't get to have a bye week now. I mean, we're practicing all week, so their bye week is, 3 days off, essentially? And then they got to play 13 weeks in a row. What did you know about how all this went down and the decision behind moving this entire game?
Well, it was all going to come down to whether or not the Titans could actually get practices in. And, they were so basically like this started last week. So you had the outside linebackers coach, Shane Bowen, who's their defensive play caller, a test that he took on Friday came up positive Saturday morning. So he's told not to come into work and he's off the trip to Minnesota for their game last weekend. Then everybody in the organization tests again on Saturday. Everyone is cleared on Sunday to play. And then they play in the game. You don't test on game day. They come back Monday, everybody takes their tests, comes to work, and then Tuesday they get the news at the crack of dawn, because that's how these things work. The test results come really early in the morning. About 5 a.m, there are a few people in the office. And at first, you know, they call the people who have it and tell them not to come in. Then they decide to shut the office down. Within a few hours, they're told you're not going to be able to be back in until at least Saturday. So that'd be 5 days, right? And so once the timeline moved back where you weren't even going to be able to get a practice in if you played on Tuesday, that was when they decided they had to move it. And so, I think that this, it's not fair to the Steelers. You're right, Rich. And you know, it's, you know, you've taken obviously the margin for error away from two teams now, because now, you know, neither of those teams have a bye week. So if this happens again to either of them, it gets a whole lot trickier. That said, I think, you know, at the start of the year, everybody knew this was a possibility. And when you signed up to play in the 2020 season, when you signed up to coach in the 2020 season, you knew stuff like this was a possibility. And so even though, like, the Steelers, this is no fault of theirs, obviously, and it sucks for them because their bye week's been bastardized, and now they're going to have to go 13 weeks in a row. I do think, you know, and you can hear it if you listen to Tomlin enough the last couple of days, I think everybody sort of understood that these sorts of things were a possibility coming into the year.
So what's the plan if there's more than one of these per team? Like, let's say it happens again with the Titans. The easy solution, obviously, here was just to find a place during a bye week that you could make things work, and it ended up working out. But if it happens a second time, is there a contingency plan to extend the season, or is this just all about – at that point, you just say, well, whatever the best winning percentage is, that's how we're going to determine who ends up making the playoffs.
So, like, remember, too, like, they're, like, next week, they're going to just start losing margin for error with teams regardless, because that's when the bye week start, right? So, like,
yeah, that's right. I forgot about that. Yep.
Someone else have week 5 byes. I'd have to look it up. But, you know, starting next week, you know, like, there are going to be teams that, like, aren't having gone through this that are going to lose their margin for error. So, you know, I there's no easy answer to that right now. And that was one of the problems the coaches and, you know, the general managers had during the summer was, well, give us a definition of what constitutes a forfeit, so we at least know what it is. And the league office didn't want to do that because conditions were changing so fast. And it was like kind of at the point where it's like, we don't know what this is going to look like in a month or 6 weeks. And so the commissioners basically convened a committee. And that committee is going to make decisions on these sorts of things going forward. They don't want to push the Super Bowl back, but they have the flexibility to do it if they need to. And this is the way it works. When you bid for a Super Bowl, you basically have to, you know, clear extra Sundays as far as a month out. So I believe they've got Sundays cleared in Tampa through like February 28th or something like that. And so they can move it back, and they could add extra weeks to the end of the regular season if they needed to. But I think that would have to be some sort of last resort where we had like a massive breakout across the league, or a massive outbreak across the league. And then, you know, you're looking at, okay, like we have to cancel 4 or 5 games. Maybe we just call the whole week off. I think it would have to be something like that where they would actually move the Super Bowl back. I think the next step with this, as far as like teams, that have already lost their margin for error, that have lost their bye weeks, I think the next step would almost have to be forfeitures.
All right. Well, there you go. It's going to be a take it as it comes kind of sitch. Now, if you don't know, the President of the United States and the First Lady have been infected with the COVID-19 virus, they say. But I tend to believe them. We all kind of at first were like, And then, as Rich said, you think about it and then you go, yeah, probably. So there you go. So it has affected the top of the society in the presidency of the United States. So obviously this is something that everyone's vulnerable to. We
have some new details, by the way, that have come out on who knew what and when and who else could possibly have been infected during that time. It's pretty staggering, the list of people that he was in contact with.
All right, we should talk about that next, because it's really newsworthy, and it's not something that's opinion-driven, so I think that maybe we should do that. Bert, you're free to keep on the line with us, what's that?
I'll stay on, that's fine, yeah.
All right, cool. So, because I think that this is fairly major news, and maybe if Rich has got a bunch of information on it, we should be talking about it as it's just breaking. All right, so we'll talk about that. Here are the headlines.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. And all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
The Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Boston Marathon's Adaptive Program for Runners, creating opportunities for runners with autism and other disabilities to participate in the legendary Boston Marathon.
Hi, my name is Eric Fishman, and I'm running as a member of the Adaptive Program for Runners in this year's Boston Marathon. Thanks to the Flutie Foundation, runners like me can achieve their dreams and finish the greatest race in the world.
Woo! The Flutie Foundation promotes inclusion for all to help everyone achieve their running dreams in Boston and beyond. Visit FlutieFoundation.org to get involved.
This is not your conventional sports radio show.
It's become painfully clear.
Dutcher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Stay back. You know, it's a tough kind of a situation. It's a terrible thing. So I just went for a test, and we'll see what happens. I mean, who knows? But you know Hope very well. She's fantastic, and she's done a great job. But it's very, very hard when you are with people from the military or for law enforcement, and they come over to you and they want to hug you and they want to kiss you because we really have done a good job for them. And you get close and things happen. I was surprised to hear with Hope, but she's a very warm person with them, and she knows there's a risk.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. That is the President of the United States, Donald Trump. And apparently there's some Kraft-esque smooching going on.
Well, that right there was before it was released, or President Trump released last night on Twitter, that him and the First Lady are both, they both tested positive for COVID-19. So around 8 o'clock yesterday, a story broke, and I believe it might have been Bloomberg News or somebody else, that Hope Hicks, who is the one of the closest assistants, if not the closest assistant to President Trump, had tested positive for the coronavirus. Now, she is somebody that travels everywhere with him. She's been on Air Force One. She was at the debates with him, has gone everywhere that he goes. And according to reports, she tested negative on Wednesday morning, which is the day after the debate, so she went on Air Force One. She started developing symptoms during the day and received a second test, which came back positive later that afternoon. So with that, the White House at that point knew that Donald Trump had been in close contact with someone who had the coronavirus, but he still ended up going to New Jersey and had a fundraiser on Thursday, and now there's pictures of him at the tables with all these different people, and his press secretary, who was also with them for a large period of time, held a briefing in front of the media, once again, without a mask. So now what they're doing is they're going and looking at who was in close contact with the president, when did they think he had it. Now, there's speculation as to, you know, Hope Hicks isn't exactly, you know, it's not known whether she gave it to them or somebody gave it, maybe he gave it to her. But the one thing that everyone's wondering is how many people had it at this debate? And could Joe Biden have caught it as well? And there's a lot of questions. As a matter of fact, when you take a look at who Donald Trump has been right next to, like either on the plane or in close quarters with him ever since, I guess, the debate, the list is insane. So first of all, Melania, who ended up testing positive, Rudy Giuliani, almost all of his children, Ivanka Trump, Jared Kushner, Donald Trump Jr., Kimberly Guilfoyle, who is dating or married to Donald Trump Jr., Eric Trump, Laura Trump, Tiffany Trump.
Tiffany Trump, who surprisingly front and center at the debates, that he did not hide her.
No, he's not hiding her.
She was right there, gums and all.
But that's the other thing, too, is that at the debate, once the children were seated, you know, everyone, I guess, was instructed to keep their masks on, and they had their masks off as well. So there was that, you know, that that just makes the possibility higher of them being infected. And then there's Steve Mnuchin, who works right next to Donald Trump, who I guess has been meeting with Nancy Pelosi. So basically, this thing is spread everywhere. Pence is getting tested. Apparently, Joe Biden is getting tested this morning. There's a lot of the media who spent time with Donald Trump, who were in close proximity to him, has been spending time also covering the Biden campaign. So there's that worry, is, you know, from the crossover and who covers both of them, did it spread from one campaign to the next? So this just affects everything right now, because, you know, let's say that, you know, nothing happens to Donald Trump and he's perfectly fine. That still calls into question whether they're going to have another live debate, at least in 2 weeks, because the next one is on the 15th.
Oh, I think there's no way, right?
Well, no, but this is where the intrigue comes in, because if there is not another live debate, and it is the Trump campaign that kind of pushes for this, then you're leaving yourself up for, is it a hoaxaroo?
Well, so the talk now is, there could be a Zoom debate you did it in 2 weeks, as long as everybody was healthy enough, you know, like a split screen. But that would also solve the problem that they were talking about, you know, people interrupting, is you could just mute them if they're in one box.
People screaming on camera, but you can't hear them.
But then, but if that was to happen, wouldn't that cause some people to wonder, you know, what's going on? If this, in fact, is a way that the Trump campaign thinks that they can improve it. All I'm saying is that there's a lot of, as I read around the net, there's some skepticism about this whole thing. I believe it, but
well, the reason I believe it, and because, I mean, there should be, you know, everyone's skeptic about everything now, especially on both sides when it comes to anything political. Everyone's trying to make moves that would benefit them so they can get elected. But the one thing that I does make me think that this is real is that one thing that Donald Trump wants people to look at is the economy and the return of the economy. And the minute that it was announced that he had tested positive for COVID, you saw what the stock did. Like the overnight,
Futures are down 400 points. Yes.
Yeah. So that's a big deal. No one would want, and that's, I mean, you want to talk about an all-time bold strategy. That is. And on top of that, the Hope Hicks testing positive was not released by the White House. That was something that a reporter had to dig up.
Broken,
and,
right?
Yeah, it was broken and put out there. So that, to me, says that they didn't want people to know. And if this was all part of a grand plan, you know, they wouldn't have had it. So after somebody was infected, you know, he would have traveled and gone to like a big fundraiser and sitting at tables of a bunch of, you know, people who had money. I mean,
what would the benefit be of fake, like, I don't know what the benefit would be.
I'll tell you the benefit. If you want to go down that road, I think the benefit would be, first of all, when Boris Johnson, that's his name, right? In Europe, when he got sick and got better, there was actually a rallying behind him. Like, people were like, all right, well, this is, look, you know, he came back, he's strong, and now he's got this new resolve.
Let's get behind him. Yeah.
That's my leader. On top of that, you know, if you really want to look at it with a strange kind of view, you know, what if Donald Trump ends up surviving this thing and he says, hey, look, I'm in the high risk group. I'm 74 years old. I'm fat. Absolutely. And I survived this thing. So anyone can take this.
And, you know, hey, I was diagnosed as positive on Friday and here it is on Tuesday.
No need to wear a mask. It's just Fred, for lack of a better case, the flu. It came, it left. And there it is.
What did I know?
It changes the narrative from the debate too, right? Like, where the debate was just a complete circus the other day. You know, now no one's going to be talking about the debate anymore.
So, I mean, maybe that's part of it. I'm not sure, but I mean, all of this is another thing that's crazy that's going on is if Pence ends up testing positive, because Pence was once again right next to him over the last couple of days. If he ends up testing positive, there's a worry in the White House that if both the president and the vice president are deemed incapacitated, the Nancy Pelosi would be able to, like,
what
rule.
Irony so, would like, that be? That'd be fantastic.
I believe it's the 25th Amendment, right?
Yes. And I'm not, and I'm not joking. Because of that, the White House is discussing making Mike Pence a quote-unquote essential worker. So he'll still be able to go out and do all the things. I'm not kidding. This is all stuff that's going on right now. Because you got to understand.
What about the person that stands between Pence and his wife so they're not alone?
Well, that would be the Holy Ghost.
All right. Okay.
Keep them between the two.
I know that there has to be someone present in a room. If Mike Pence will not be alone in a room with a woman, which I believe is a fact, if I'm
not
mistaken. I do believe that's a fact, that he does not want to be alone in a room with a woman.
That's like a Kirk Cameron thing, isn't it?
617-779-0985. I don't think I'm making that up. Or I'm not making it up. I don't think that I am mistaken. I could be. But I believe Pence, one of his things is he will not be alone in a room with a woman that's not his wife.
I think that's true. I think that's, I believe I've heard that before.
Mm-hmm. You know what? If I was a politician, I would want the exact same
that's
thing.
That's right.
I'm not kidding you. Like, I don't want anyone accusing me of something.
Temptation.
Not even for that. I mean, maybe that's the reason.
When I was a highfalutin radio personality in Indianapolis, I couldn't be left in a room with you.
Oh, but there are a ton of people getting tested this morning. I mean, it's like now all the names are coming out. Chris Christie is saying that no one wore masks while they were in the small room preparing for the debate together.
Well, you can't wear them when you're eating.
Well, I mean, Chris Christie. I remember how Donald Trump used to send Chris Christie out to get McDonald's just to torture him and not give him any of the food. Like, that's a story that was reported.
He emasculated him in 2016, basically.
You know Christie had it on top of the garbage can.
I mean, Chris Christie was running for president, and all of a sudden he became somehow Trump's gopher. It's amazing how
So once he got the nomination, it's like, whatever you want. And then he was like, go get me some McDonald's and don't eat any of it.
My God.
So there you go. It's at the point now where they're just going down the list and they're saying, all right, who was close to him? Who, you know, who's it? And as I said, the thing that's so crazy is that there's bleed over into the Biden campaign from the people who covered both of them. And also, I mean, the actual debate itself, you know, I mean, there's still science that says, you know, being indoors, even that far away, you know, could, and you know what, if both of them ended up getting it, you know, they're both in the high risk group. I think 1,000 times out of 1,000, Trump would be able to beat it. I would have a better chance of beating it than Joe Biden. I mean, I think we all agree that I just think as much as, you know, Trump may be overweight, I mean, there's times where Biden just looks like super frail.
I wish no harm upon either. Come on.
I don't want to wish any harm on either. I'm just saying if you look at how sturdy both of them seem to be.
There is a lot of fake sympathy on social media right now.
Mm. What do you mean?
Well, you know, like, it's just a lot of people taking the high road. People who've been, I would say, like, the most opinionated on this, there's a lot of, like, high road, you know, sympathy going on right now.
All right. Well, there you go. Now you are up to date with the situation going on in the White House as the coronavirus now has reached the top levels of government. We will be back. Flutuchin's out, by the way. During every break, I am writing out facts and figures. I'm trying to figure out this. Bruin stuff has got me very interested in what they'll be doing. He's joining us at 8:20. We'll be right back.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
This is Bob Soucy. The Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Boston Marathon's Adaptive Program for Runners, creating opportunities for runners with autism and other disabilities to participate in the legendary Boston Marathon. As a runner myself representing the Flutie Foundation at the 2022 Boston Marathon, I'm proud to have been a teammate to many amazing Adaptive Program runners, achieving their dreams at the greatest race in the world. The Flutie Foundation promotes inclusion for all to help everyone achieve their running dreams in Boston and beyond. Visit FlutieFoundation.org to get involved.
Now, more Toucher and Rich. Toucher and Rich. Toucher and Rich. On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
We in the streets, player, get your mail. It's only two places you end up, either dead or in jail. Still know where to go. Know where to go. Still know where to go. Now throw your hands up. Busters, busters, boosters, ho. Everybody break that. Still know where to go.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Who's this?
This is a new esoteric? Dan?
Kanye West in most bad. There you go.
Oh, okay. I thought,
sorry, I was getting my info relayed to me from Mike.
Oh, there you go.
I'm not down with it. Mike is. So.
Sorry, I didn't hear his thing kick in.
All right. Very quickly. Bert Breer, is he still here from MMQB?
I'm here.
All right. Who do you like on Sunday? You got the Chiefs. You got the Patriots there. Who do you like?
Yeah, I think the Patriots are going to put up a fight. I think the Chiefs have too much right now. They, in a lot of ways, remind me of like the great Patriot teams where if they bring their A game, you basically don't have a chance. And even if they're bringing their B game, they've got a quarterback who can lead them back in the end. And I think we saw both those things over the first 3 weeks where – they blew the Texans out of the building. They blew the Ravens out of the building. And then, you know, they were a little uneven in week two against the Chargers. And, you know, the Chargers were able to kind of control that game for three quarters, sort of like the Super Bowl against the Niners. And then in the end, you know, Mahomes is just such a force in nature that he's able to take over at the end of the game. And so, I just think right now, and I'm not saying they're going to sustain it for 16 weeks, because that's tough to do. But right now, they're playing at a different level than anybody else.
What happened during that Chargers game? Like, why was that such a close game? Because I didn't get to watch the entire thing. I just saw the highlights. But that seems strange, especially with a backup quarterback, you know, with a guy who had never played in the NFL at quarterback for them.
So the main thing is, like, that they're able to get to the quarterback with four. And they don't need to compromise their coverage to get to the quarterback because they have Joey Bosa and Melvin Ingram. And early in that game, those two guys were able to sort of take over and get in the backfield and disrupt timing. And so it's sort of like, you know, again, like if you want to make another Patriots analogy here, it's how the Giants used to, you know, give the Patriots trouble because they were able to get home with four guys and they were able to do different things in coverage because of that. And so, you know, right now, like if there's a formula to slowing the Chiefs down, it's that, you know. And then, you know, you want to do the cliche stuff, too, which is go on long drives, limit possessions. And, you know, it's just like, you know, again, you just sort of have to find a way to make sure that the game's not played on their terms. And, you know, if you get into a shootout, that's playing right into the Chiefs' hands.
By the way, ESPN with the very clever new yuck.
Oh,
as the as the headline, genius versus genius, the headline for the Patriots Kansas City game, which is where
I thought that was Adam Gase versus Vic Fangio.
No genius, I'm a genius of the streets. My hands are geniuses to made of stone.
All right, very good. Bert Breer from MMQB, read him up. Thank you so much for the time, sir. We'll talk to you next Friday.
All right, guys.
Thank you, Bert.
All right, there you go. Let's go to very quickly Curtis. Curtis, go ahead.
Gentlemen, I just real the Penn thing's 100% correct, and you know I'd be actually more scared of Pence being the president. He's a religious zealot. Religion drives all of his policies. Like he's as amazing as it might be, more to be feared from him, I believe, than Trump. And just real quick, Bert Breer, how can you? How can you guys possibly say it's going to be a fight or it's going to? I mean, it's laughable. I don't know if you really saw, you know, like what stood out to me, a big deal versus the Raiders. They are slow. I mean, how can you be undersized and slow? You know, and Raiders,
obviously. You talking about the Patriots?
Yes, yes. I'm talking about the Patriots. Yes, they are offensively, specifically, it stood out. Their receivers get no separation. And Kansas City, everyone's worried about that offense. They have the fifth-rated pass defense in the league.
Yes, their defense has been
really good.
Yeah, they, and you're not ready for it. You got.
I'm not playing, baby.
I mean, excuse me, the Patriots are going to get blown out the building. If they put up more than 10, I'll be shocked.
You could say that, but very rarely does that happen to a Bill Belichick team for one reason or another. And by the way, something to watch, Chris Jones hasn't practiced this week for Kansas City.
Yes.
Their best defensive lineman practiced at all, and the Patriots may catch a break and that he may not play on Sunday.
Yes.
On top of that, they've shown over the last couple of weeks that the Patriots have, I mean, they're not just a one-note offense. There's three different ways that they've won over the past couple of weeks. There was the big passing game. There was the Cam Newton game in the first week. And then last week we had the running game. So at least you know that hopefully they'll have some sort of success mixing and matching and hopefully keeping these guys off
their
guard.
The Dolphin game doesn't count in any way, shape, or form. But,
well, that was the Cam Newton game. But we know Cam Newton's good. We had no tape of the preseason.
We had no idea Newton would be this good. Oh my God!
Yeah, and we suck.
Especially just on either side of the ball,
I'm not taking any credence into that Miami game whatsoever.
Watch the Seattle game. That's the one where I think you can glean the most because they went toe-to-toe with those guys and got down to the...
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
The Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Boston Marathon's Adaptive Program for Runners, creating opportunities for runners with autism and other disabilities to participate in the legendary Boston Marathon.
Hi, my name is Eric Fishman, and I'm running as a member of the Adaptive Program for Runners in this year's Boston Marathon. Thanks to the Flutie Foundation, runners like me can achieve their dreams and finish the greatest race in the world.
Woo! The Flutie Foundation promotes inclusion for all to help everyone achieve their running dreams in Boston and beyond. Visit FlutieFoundation.org to get involved.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMass and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.